Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got some guests in now, haven't we?
We have.
Who have we got?
We've got Alexandra.
Yes.
And Mark.
Alexandra and Mark from Solent Youth Services. Good afternoon.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, Solent Youth Services, what does that do?
Well, sort of the clues in the name, really, but Solent Youth Services is a company that's... Picks young people between young adults 16 to 25 years of age and offers them supportive accommodation to assist with their transition from predominantly the care system into, and integrate them to society, really.
Okay.
So what you're saying is that when they get to 16, they're no longer in the care system?
Well, they are in the care system, but they're coming to the end of their sort of care lifetime, if you like, and
right.
When they get to that age, I think there's more of a push for them to be able to sort of try and develop these skills at this age before really they turn 18.
Right.
Okay. So you're kind of halfway house, is that the right way of putting it?
We are a stepping stone, a very important stepping stone. Mm. Yeah.
So these young people, they're almost adults. So are they in work? Are they looking for work? Or do you help them with that at all?
Well, that's part of it. But usually they come initially and they've come with and had some experience, some trauma, or may have experienced family breakdowns in the past. So they do come with some relationship issues. And this is what we try and deal with first. And then once these issues are addressed, we move on to dealing with the more practical aspects of moving on into independence. And that may be anything from... cooking or budgeting to finding apprenticeships or looking for jobs effectively, writing CVs, etc. Mm,
okay.
So do you actually provide accommodation for them?
Yes, we have currently have two provisions in place. One deals with more complex needs and they have full-time support. And just recently we've opened up a second provision in Newport that is more of a step down, really, that allows them to have less support and more independence. So, yeah, we offer accommodation, but at different levels.
Okay. So when you say that you teach them some useful life skills, cooking, how to write a CV, is that done by staff at your centres, or do you send them off somewhere to teach these things?
Well, some of the young people access local colleges, you know, where these things are addressed there as well, but it would be part of our assessment criteria, where we would find out exactly where the needs are and then formulate a plan to work alongside the young people. Yeah.
So it's individually tailored to the person?
Yes, every young person gets a bespoke pathway plan.
That sounds excellent.
So it's not one box fits all type thing?
No. Oh, definitely
not. Okay, one of the big beefs I have with the education system is that it's a one-size-fits-all, and it really doesn't. But no, I'm glad you're doing that. And so these people refer to you from local authorities?
Privately and those avenues as well, yes. Mm. You know.
So are they all from the island?
Predominantly, a high percentage of our young people and young adults are from the island, but we do and can take referrals from the mainland. A lot of the young people we have lived on the mainland, and we're young people that were from the island that we've enabled or provided through our service, enabled them to come back and live on the island, which is really important, I think.
So is there a limit to the number you can take at any one time?
Yes, there is at the moment, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
No, that's fine. I mean,
you don't have to specify.
We just wondered if there was. And that's purely down to physics, isn't it? How many people you can accommodate.
Yes.
And obviously, you have to have a staffing level that goes with those people. That would make sense. And how long do they stay in your care, as it were?
Well, that's an arrangement between maybe the person that's placed them and our ongoing assessments of how their needs and. Are developing, how we've identified them and how complex they are, really. So we would like them to stay for long periods of time, you know, but sometimes that's shorter, just based on maybe they reintegrate with their families, or we've had a couple of young people move on back to their families. It's some successful move ons.
That's good.
It's there's no hard and fast rule, really.
No, that makes sense. And some people may find, I know someone who went through, not your particular facility, who did that, and they decided they were going to join one of the armed forces, so they, they've got a career plan all mapped out for them, and good luck to them. But you're a private company, aren't you? Charity?
We are a private company.
So there's some funding, presumably, from various places?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so the referring authority generally will probably provide that, is that correct?
Yes, but due to our confidentiality and stuff, we can't really go into too much
detail. No, I understand that. Yeah, I wasn't trying to get the specific cases, but I just trying to get a feel for how it's all paid for, because what we understand is that local authorities don't just abandon these people once they've reached 16. They do have provisions for going further on, and it's, you know, not just you of your own free will and accord saying, oh no, let's have lots of people.
No, not at all. And there's one thing I will say, you know, the Isle of Wight local authority have been absolutely fantastic.
Well, that's good.
Very, very supportive of these young people from start to finish.
That's good news.
That's worth doing, and I'm glad that it's there, because I didn't know it existed until a couple of weeks back, but then I'm not in that business, so no. I wouldn't know necessarily.
Yeah, the company was formed in September 2017, and we took our first young person in September 2018. So it took me and my colleague Lucy conceived this idea, you know, when we both moved to the island, and I thought that there is definitely a need for young people on the island, or vulnerable young people on the island, to get access to these services.
Yep.
You know, Lucy has a business background, and I have like a predominantly care and sort of support background. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd combine our skills and
complement each other.
Yeah, and form a company to offer
something. That's good.
Offer something to the island.
Good, you know, for you.
No, I'm glad you're doing it. This sort of thing needs doing. Actually, what we'll do, we'll take a bit of music into the break. We'll come back with a bit more if you've got the time to stay for a little while longer.
Very much
and, so. I'll get your colleague to say something as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She's been very quiet.
Very quiet, yes. Right, we've still got our guests here this afternoon, have we not?
We have. We've got Alex and Mark.
Now, Mark was talking to us about the care aspects of the youth services, but Alex, you're a marketing type.
I am a marketing type, and actually I think it's quite important, just before we move on to how we work within the community and how we are marketing us and getting the word out about us, is... We're not a care provision. We offer support, but we're not actually a care service. We have care leavers come to us and people that have been in the care system, but we ourselves are not part of the care system.
Right.
Okay.
It's just one of those small distinctions.
Okay. Can you just hang on a sec? I'm going to do a minor adjustment to your microphone, and Maggie's going to ask Mark a question for a second.
Am I? All right. So if I think someone is needing to... partake of your services, could I just refer them to you?
Yeah, there's an option for private referral. You just go onto the website, which is soldyourservices.co.uk, and you go to the referral section and you get in contact with Alex, and that can happen.
And they'll decide if the criteria fit. And
Yeah. You know, obviously myself and Lucy get involved at this stage, and we do a proper assessment of need and whether they fit with the other young people and adults, and whether we can offer the correct support for them.
So how long would that take in general, roughly, approximately?
Well, from...
Is it weeks or months?
Well, we can move as fast as... we move quite fast our end, you know what I mean? So it depends on what's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Alex should be a little bit more audible now. So where were we when we interrupted you?
That's okay. Just talking basically about the difference between regulated care services and ourselves, and we're an unregulated service and we provide support to our young people. So it's one of those small distinctions, but it is an important one.
Yeah.
But myself, I look after all of our work with the community. I look after things like getting our voice out on social media, coming to speak to yourselves. But also it's about developing ties within the community. We really appreciate that the Isle of Wight is very much a community place.
Yes.
It thrives on its community, and it's not just about getting us involved in community, but our young people involved in community. It's all about becoming part of something bigger. No one of us exists in isolation.
No.
And particularly on the island, I think that's so true. The connections that you make here are so different to places having lived on the mainland.
Yes, I see what you mean.
It's a very different place.
And you need to know how the island works, how it ticks, don't you?
Absolutely.
And if you don't, you make some horrendous mistakes.
Yes.
We've seen a few businesses, and I'm not going to name any names, who go, oh, yeah, this will be fine. I think, no, it won't. Because you've got no idea what's going on here.
It doesn't work the same at all.
It doesn't work the same at all. And I think it's really important as well. I mean, we are very lucky in that we recruit on the island, so all our staff are local. We are recruiting at the moment. And again, we're looking to recruit local people. And we tend to work with local businesses. We would always pick a local supplier over a national supplier where possible.
Good.
We do appreciate there are times when that isn't possible, but we work a lot with local businesses.
That's good.
And in the nature of our business, we do, as we provide accommodation, we have a number of properties, and they do require various different bits and pieces, and we require various work. So it's also about us trying to build a nice working relationship with our contractors, because ultimately they're the ones that will remember us if we look after them.
Absolutely. Yes.
And equally, we are very keen on passing on the word. So whether it's privately to friends and family or to other businesses, we were quite happy to say, we had a great experience from X, Y and Z.
Excellent stuff.
Brilliant.
See, I'm really pleased this facility exists at all, because I didn't know it was there.
No.
And I've heard some horrendous stories about young people who basically finished there at 16. They basically said, no, goodbye. And they're left to their own devices, which doesn't work. They end up in worse state than they were before they went into it, I think. But you're there to look after them, which is great.
Well, I think it's a very daunting experience for any teenager to move out into being fully independent, you know. So, you know, we act as a stepping stone to that.
Yes.
So it is an important stage, because it's where someone can go down the wrong route, or they can get the right support and go off in a very different direction.
And you have all that, your safeguarding in place and all that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah, we're very, very, very professional when
I'm
it
sure
comes
you
to
are,
policies
yeah.
and safeguarding in there. Yeah, we take the young people and their needs and their need for confidentiality very, very high. It's very
absolutely,
high on our agenda.
Absolutely, yeah.
It is. I mean, we use a lot of training in-house as well for all our support workers that come into the business, and our key focus areas as part of the induction process are things like safeguarding, health and safety, first aid, fire, the fundamentals, the real things that any support worker needs first and foremost before they even interact with the young people at all, are the absolute basics. And until they're in place, it's their interaction with the young people isn't going to happen, because we need them to be at a level where they understand what is required. Again, safe protection, confidentiality, all of that creates the groundwork for our support workers, so that they can then work with the young people to the best of their ability.
That's good. So how can anyone get hold of you?
Well, we're available across social media. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and we are on them regularly. So please do reach out to us. Please like us, follow us, share. Do get in touch if you're interested in knowing more about the recruitment opportunities that we've got at the moment. We're looking for post-16 support workers. We are a living wage employer as well, so we do value our staff, and we do invest heavily into our staff. We will develop the team. If there's any training, we were always looking for providing training for our staff in addition to the very basics to what they need for their job. So please reach out. We've also got our website, www.solentyouthservices.com. All our current vacancies are listed on there as well, where you can download the application form and send that back in to me.
So social media is Solent Youth Services, all one word?
We are Solent Youth Services on Facebook, and you can find us at Solent Youth Services on Instagram, and we are at Solent_youth on Twitter, because they only let you have so many characters on there.
Okay, so we'll put this interview up on our website a bit later on when I've edited it up a bit to take out my bits. No, we'll have this up, and people are free to contact you anytime they want and just ask advice or help or anything.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely, reach out to us on any form, whether you want to drop us an email, whether you want to chat to us on Facebook, whether you want to pick up the phone, 01983 840 268. Please don't hesitate to get in touch. Our Facebook tends to be manned in business hours, so if an emergency, if it's out of hours, do just pick up the phone. We have somebody at our main facility 24 hours a day, seven days a week.
Okay.
So you can get hold of us day or night. I'd actually really like to take this opportunity to say a really quick thank you to our staff team, who are absolutely incredible for everything that they do. We really appreciate their support, and we hope you're all listening. So, hi guys. We'd also like to give a really big shout out to a little company in Northern Ireland. They're called Mad Lug. That's MADLUG. They make bags. They make backpacks, rucksacks, messenger bags, all sorts of things. And for every single bag they sell, they actually donate a bag to children and young adults in care or supported accommodation.
Oh, wow.
Because a lot of young people come to us with their belongings in plastic bags, and this is represented across the UK. And this company, if you need a new bag, please do go and look at Mad Lug, because they will then provide bags to companies like ours, charities that do similar work, and it just provides them with value, worth and dignity, because their life is worth more than being kept in a plastic
bag. Absolutely.
Yes, I think the dignity thing is a strong point.
It is.
Yes,
absolutely.
So what's that phone number again?
Our phone number is 01983 840 268.
Brilliant.
So call any time, ask Alex or whoever's there, depending on the time of day you call, and they'll help you out and give you some help and advice and move you on.
Yes.
Thanks very much for coming in, guys. It's been really interesting.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And I know, I dare say we'll get you back in again at some point in the not too distant future.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes. And if there's anything you need from us, give us a shout.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.